We're coming together with Mayor Chad Baczynski. It's Thursday morning, after all, and it's his weekly visit with me. Mayor, welcome again. Nice to hear you.
Morning, Greg. Good to hear you.
I missed you the last couple of weeks while on vacation. I woke up on a Thursday morning while I was in Italy. I thought, should I call the mayor and talk to him? It's Thursday morning, after all. But
what time would it be?
8 hour difference would have been pretty hard. Let's really quickly unpack the failure of our Edmonton Oilers for a moment here. What do you think is the reason they lost?
I don't know. I think Florida's a great team. Unfortunately, they just seem to be on top of every play, they just didn't let up. And I don't think that I don't know if we just weren't ready for that, but not a good feeling.
We're like the Leaf fans now. We're in next year land. So
we're in next year land.
We'll see what happens then. So keeping kind of with sports on a local level here, I wanted to ask you about the Alan Simpson and Sean Semple relationship taking over the Regina Red Sox under the Regina Pats umbrella recently. In that announcement, Semple seemed committed in supporting the Red Sox efforts to get a new ballpark, much like the vision we've seen in the past, right, of the rail yards. Now, considering the city's interest in Dewdney refurbishment, the future of downtown, with a mix of maybe private support and donations and some city help, could you get on board with this vision of a new ballpark and maybe an arena?
Yeah, it's exciting. I think the exciting part for me is to see the interest in those types of investments and those comments being made. So for the city, we got to make sure we're reviewing everything properly. We want to make sure we understand what all interest is coming forward if we're talking the yard specifically. We got to see what all those that looks like, but absolutely it's exciting to see that there's interest in doing something like that and providing more venues and things like that in the city. So if there's opportunity, the city will definitely want to hear about that.
Coming up after the 7 o'clock news, the new real CEO, Rick Bennett, is going to join me live here. And of course, for many citizens, real leaves a bad taste in their mouth because of financial insecurities. What do you hope Rick makes as a priority?
Yeah, my hope, and I'm confident that this is where we're going, is to bring stability, right? I think that's, and like you said, I think residents are wanting that stability, that self-sustainability, to make sure that Real is operating in a way and we have an operating model that's successful between the city and Real to make sure that it's sustainable and that it's providing the services and the venue space that we need as a city to be successful. So, I'm excited. I think Rick's going to do a great job. He's got a lot of really great experience that I think lends itself to the campus that we have here in Regina.
Yesterday at city committee meeting, it was kind of discussed how to maybe plan ahead for the city's future budget seasons in an effort to streamline the process. I'm reading between the lines here. Is this something you and council are trying to fix because you experienced it and want to make it better? Like, what are you doing here?
Yeah, it really is. It's 9 out of 11 of us are new. We went through a budget process that, it was brand new for most of us. And I think we saw it as an opportunity to take a lot of the lessons learned around that process and apply it to what we do going forward. And really, it's enhancing the engagement, giving us a bit of a better cadence on how we can kind of collaborate through that budget process rather than, having something kind of presented and going through it as a whole in one big chunk. It kind of lets us progress through it collaboratively, which I think lends itself to better discussion, more transparency, and ultimately a better outcome.
So whatever the discussion has been, you're still going to have to take it before council and make a final approval notice on this, or what?
Yeah, in fact, we're actually going to have more time in council, so that way it's transparent not just for council but also for the public. So there'll be more opportunity for public discourse on that and more transparency around the process itself.
Here, Chad Baczynski here in the big show this morning. Tomorrow, I might see you in Victoria Park, I'll bet, huh?
Yeah, National Indigenous Peoples Day is it'll be going on for a good chunk of the morning. There'll be some events happening in the park tomorrow. So, I'll absolutely be in Vic Park tomorrow, and I hope to see lots of folks down there.
Yeah, 10 o'clock it starts, and the weather's going to be on your side before it starts to rain on the weekend. So, Mayor Chad, I believe that's it. My time's up, and thank you for yours.
Awesome. Thanks, Greg.
are nailing it with the music today, Frank. Another great oldie from Blue Rodeo, who you'll see for free at the Queen City X this summer. They're one of the night's entertainment. Rick Mennett, new CEO of the Real District, joining me right after the 7 o'clock news. We had a little hiccup yesterday. I know we were supposed to have him on, but hey, we got it all sorted out. He will join me live. And yeah, new Midway. I'm very curious what happened to the old Midway, as it was so stellar over the years. I'll ask Rick about that and so much more about what his plans are for Real in just a few moments. Really nice to have Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom joining me now. Kevin?
Good morning.
Very last day of spring.
Yeah.
Summer tomorrow. Feeling warm.
Yeah. Yeah. It's already felt like, summer the last, couple weeks here. But yeah, some new rain that is likely to fall over the weekend. And I think they're getting in at Saskatoon as well. Will it extend further north? I mean, that is the big question now with wildfires and even really in the southwest as well, where, as we've been telling you, they've been in a drought situation there for 10 years.
It seems like it's just been every summer.
I think the whole province needs a good, 4 or 5 day soak. Consistent rain, not like a super hard rain where it'll flood, but just a... Can we get that?
Environment Canada is using the word rain. They're not saying showers through Saturday, Sunday. Mm-hmm. When they say rain...
Usually heavier.
Yeah, so hopefully it will be a good soak. So you were mocking me a few moments ago because earlier, just about 20 minutes ago, I asked Frank, my producer, to be a part of this test, and then I took it and failed miserably. But how fit are you? It's a study that found that a simple fitness test can predict how long and how likely you are to die in the next 10 years. 4,000 people between 46 and 75 tried this, and the ones who could do it easily were 6 times less likely to die of heart and lung disease issues over the next decade. It's called the sit to stand test.
Yeah.
So you literally sit cross-legged.
Yeah, and then you just have to...
Stand up on your feet.
Yeah.
Don't use your hands.
No hands.
Now, there are some who have to use a hand once or anything around them. And, if it was graded for, like you lost a point on a scale of 1 to 10 if you hit the floor once with your hand. Therefore, 8 to 10 ratio, you're going to be fine the next 10 years. Anything below an 8 in this study could be lights out sooner.
You asked me to do it a little bit earlier this morning.
Boom, you did it.
No problem. No problem.
Now, athletic.
Years ago in the newsroom, we actually did that. That was probably like 10 years ago and people were trying that out because that's what we do. We see the stories and then we have to test them out, right?
Yeah.
And I successfully passed.
Sitting between us right now is Frank, who presses all the buttons for you and I because we're too incompetent to do it ourselves. But Frank sat before me. And he wobbled a bit, but he did it. And then I just tried it, and I could not stop laughing. And Frank videotaped it. It's embarrassing footage. I'm not sure I will share this, but I failed because I could not stop laughing, and Frank grabbed my hand.
Now you have a new goal to work towards, Greg.
Yeah. Well, who's the oldest of the three of us, by the way? Huh? Just saying. You young whippersnappers better be able to do it. Also... The ring cam footage. We got 30 seconds. Tell everyone what happened here.
Oh, this is great. So the Florida Panthers, as they were partying, Alexander Barkov goes to his neighbor's house, which apparently his neighbor asked for, rings the door cam, and you can see it and hear it. And, he's knocking on the door, and all of a sudden, through the darkness, comes a couple other players. One of them is carrying the Stanley Cup. And they're like, oh, we're here. And they're, posing with the Stanley Cup. Yeah. Perfect view in the ring cam, and it must be the guy's wife.
He's
coming.
What a great moment that is. CJME News Time is 6:58. Johnny come lately. The new kid in town. He is indeed the new kid in town. He's the new Real District CEO. He's Rick Mennett and joins me now to talk about his vision of the Real District going forward and hype up the return of the Queen City X. Rick, thank you for joining me. I appreciate you taking the time to be a part of the show.
Greg, absolutely superb. It's a great morning in the city of Regina, and thanks for the challenge around sit to stand. Proudly, I was able to pull it off.
If you're just joining us, that's a test I revealed earlier to see how fit you are. I failed. Rick passed, I guess, privately at least. I don't know if there's video evidence, but I'll return to that subject a little later on to fill anyone who might be just joining us in on that. Now, don't take this the wrong way, Rick, because it's not like you've just joined a game show, but I'd love to get to know you first. So tell me a little about yourself. Where are you from? Do you have a dog? Who the heck are you, Rick?
I love it. So Ottawa's home, and actually, interestingly, we live just down the street from the old Frank Clair Stadium. So The other Rough Riders are deep in my blood from the youngster, but
we'll change that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's very easy to do. I've proudly got the number 13 Harris jersey on for the first couple games, 2-0, which is fantastic. We've had a brilliant career, my family. We've been around the globe. We're relocating from Calgary right now to this beautiful city of Regina, my wife and I. But prior to that, we've had some unique experiences with iconic venues, sports, entertainment, hotels, high-touch customer businesses in Vancouver, to Sydney, Australia, Asia Pacific, London. Think of great mega stadiums like the Sydney Cricket Ground.
Well, look,
Melbourne Cricket Grounds, 100,000 seats, but also a lot of venues, including building the Sarnia Sports and Entertainment Center for the OHL Sarnia Sting. And so it's been a fantastic journey. And I really hope to bring that collection of experiences here to Regina.
Well, you got some credentials there, Rick. I'm going to interrupt you there. You got a lot of credentials, so I suspect there's going to be a major concert announcement at Mosaic Stadium in the next year. But before I even get there, hey, over the years, let's be real. The Real District's respect level has gone down in the eyes of some citizens. Real's been having its financial failures in some ways. So what measures do you expect to take and change that?
Greg, no question. Real doesn't need another reporter debate. It needs movements that matter, and it's not lost on me the challenges that have existed. But together, I'm confident we're going to restore trust. Big priority is stabilize finances, reignite purpose. And immediately, we need to start delivering results that matter and that speak to the city that says we're here to be credible. And we're here to be sustainable over the long run. And that's going to take some heavy lifting, and it won't happen in the first couple months.
Well, I believe there's an updated facility maintenance assessment that's been just completed now. What sort of financial numbers is the new report talking about? Because a few years ago, the last report, I think it was saying it would be about a $44 million investment for new infrastructure. What is it at now, and how quickly can you get there?
Well, we're wrapping our arms around the report right now. I'm not going to give you an exact number. It's day number 3 for me in the job. And
is it over $44 million, Rick?
Costs aren't decreasing in the world nowadays. So hey, there's a couple big nuggets in there. We got to recognize the Brandt Center and its life cycle. It's at the end. It's not a conversation to replace the building today. But it does need to become a conversation in the future so we remain competitive in that sports and entertainment space. So to get there, I think one of the solutions is continued private sector investment.
You won't get any argument about me. The Brandt Center days should be over as far as I'm concerned. And it's going to take some work there. Not everyone's on board for a new arena, but count me in as one who would be. But the new Real CEO, Rick Bennett, is here. We're going to talk Queen City X. The dates are July 30th, August 3rd. How did this midway happen here? We had West Coast Amusement step in now because the previous North American Midway Entertainment Group, or Conklin Shows, as many remember them, has been our midway provider forever. How did this decades-old relationship end? Was it a conscious effort for change, or did someone drop the ball?
Well, I'm going to give you a couple answers there. One, there's been a conscious decision, and we really want to present ourselves as a Canadian content operation. So West Coast is been around for generations. In fact, they started 83 years ago. And so they're now our new long-term ride partner, and they're bringing 41 rides as well. Classic Zipper is returning, but they're also reinvesting for the future. And that was an important component for us, is that we could see continued reinvestment in the future. And that was one of the reasons to shift over to West Coast. But Greg, we now present 100% Canadian content show, from the music to the food to the midway. And we've gone a little bit further and said, how do we make it more affordable? How do we make it more accessible? And the ticketing options that we've come to market with tell that story. So I think it's going to be a really exciting opportunity this year experience. And we're eager to hear the reaction from the community as well.
Will the midway be smaller, though, than previous years?
Yeah, I'm not sure I can answer that. We've got 41 rides. The overall footprint is going to remain the same. You know, the mix of rides, some may some rides may not be here that people have been accustomed to, but we're introducing new that hopefully will create the same sort of memory.
Okay, a new Real CEO, Rick Bennett. Time's up, my friend, but a good first round. I hope you'll go a second round with me in the not-too-distant future.
Enjoyed the conversation, Greg. Let's keep it going. There's a lot of great stories to tell coming out of Real.
You know, throughout the morning, I've been sharing this study I found about a simple sit-to-stand test that can predict whether or not you're going to die in the next 10 years. And we just had a CEO of Real on, Rick Bennett. He heard me talking about it and tried it. He said he passed. Could you go from standing to sitting cross-legged and then standing again? You can't touch the floor with your hands or your knees. Over 4,000 people between 45 and 75 tried it. And the ones who could do it easily were six times less likely to die of heart and lung issues over the next decade. Evan Bray joining me now, having just tried it himself. Did you stand
now,
easily?
Now, can we just confirm I didn't just try it? I have it on my list of things to do. I feel like the getting down part is the easy
really
part.
Really easy, yeah.
it's the getting up again, but I will give it a shot. I'd like to think I can do it, but
our news anchor,
I'll
Kevin
report
Martel.
Accurately.
Our news anchor, Kevin Martel, did it first try. Frank, the producer, wobbled slightly getting up, but he got it without touching the floor.
So describe it for me again.
You've got to sit cross-legged. Okay. You know, and without using your hands or your knees to press to the ground, just your feet, try to rise and stand on your feet again.
Okay.
And apparently I visited the buffet on my cruise last week way too often. I struggled with laughter.
That's fair.
And
that's
Frank,
fair.
He said I was just horrible at it. But anyhow, it seems like that's one way that everyone wants to test out themselves here this morning on their health. What do you got coming up on the big show
today? I was told
today
there would be no tests this morning. we've got, well, a whole bunch of different things. The province yesterday, through a communication to employees at SAS Power, I'll say quietly announced that it was going to be extending the use of coal to generate energy in the province and electricity. I don't think that's necessarily a surprising announcement. I think the surprising part is how it was announced. It was announced more as a communique to employees at SAS Power as opposed to publicly. So I've got Minister Jeremy Harrison, Crown Corporation Minister, joining me just after 9. We'll talk a bit about that. The other thing, Greg, I like to have you over in the summer into the backyard. We've done this many times. I want to make sure my backyard is free of wasps, ants,
yeah,
mosquitoes and pests for you. I want you to have a good environment for the barbecue.
I've got Sean Sherwood.
I've got Sean coming on today. Exterminator extraordinaire, of course, Poulin's exterminator, and he'll be here to answer questions. So as tomorrow, first day of summer, people want to try and get rid of those backyard pests, Sean is here to answer all your questions.
Well, and it seems now that ants are a really crazy problem at the moment. Spring always starts with voles, but now it seems like ants and wasp season.
I noticed
season
last weekend we were at the lake and I noticed a couple of huge ant hills there. My brother says pour diesel on them and start them on fire. I don't know if that works or not.
It sounds like it. Speaking of your brother, there's a good soaking rain coming this weekend,
yeah,
here, huh?
I was just talking with him last night as he is still, you know, devastated over that Oilers loss, but he was cheered up a bit by the fact that some moisture's on the way. So
we should note he's a farmer. That's why I bring yeah that your way. But yeah, it looks like it's going to be a pretty wet weekend. Evan Bray Show is back at 8:30. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Jamie News Time now is 7:27.